Keith Urban, who wouldn't want to be me? I'm B105, the Northland's number one for new country, and we have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. Mm-hmm. It's even like something that happened in Minnesota.
Okay.
Pretty cool. You remember the show Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe? It's back. They're filming new episodes of it again.
I didn't
know
that it went away.
Yeah, it did go away for a number of years, but it's back now. And he actually visited Minnesota. And the dirty job was retrieving a truck there, or a car that had gone through the ice.
Nice.
So you can see that, B105country.com, the B105 app. And Mike made some jokes about Minnesota and some interesting things. And I don't know, it was interesting to see what people react to.
People always
how Minnesota, you know, what we do here. You know?
Yeah, there's lots of stereotypes. We're always getting made fun of.
Well, we've got thick skin, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Want to mention this. So the Duluth Public Library, and maybe Library Laura can go deeper into this later on, but they are going to have a Lord of the Rings themed escape room. I think she touched on this briefly, but you can get all the details now, b105country.com. It's February 20th through the 24th. It's free. You can have 2 to 6 people in the room, and you have to try to find the one ring in 30 minutes or less.
Lord of the Rings escape room.
Lord of the Rings escape room. Ages 8 and up. So there you go.
I remember that. I still remember that time you and I did that escape room
with my mom. That was hard.
We had to get asked for a bunch of clues.
That was really hard.
We're all trying to hold our glass of wine and everything.
Yeah, drinking before one isn't a good idea.
All right, well, there you go. That's your B105 Buzz. Morgan Wallen, thought you should know, on B105, Northland's number one for new country. So I was out taking the dog for a walk the other day, and I'm like, I was with my wife, and I'm like, this feels like April weather, you know, that we had this last weekend. And because of actually this warmer weather, Duluth's natural surface trails have been closed due to unseasonably warm temperatures because it's all mud and you don't want to, you know, turn them into having deteriorate or whatever, you know, with traffic on them. So they're closed. Right. And you got that story at B105country.com.
Yeah, this is like the weirdest. I mean, it was weird to have a warm January, but I always feel like February is like the coldest month.
Yeah, you can usually bank on it.
Yeah, so like the fact that it's nice outside and you don't really need to probably wear a jacket to work is like, it's really weird.
You know, I was wondering, is this climate change, you know? And I asked Brandon about that the other day.
Yeah.
Because when he was in for the radiothon, I said, does climate change have anything to do with it? And he goes, it's the El Nino that's causing this, but the climate change is making the El Nino stronger.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, I'm always like, oh, I love it. I don't want to say I love it if it's like something really bad is happening, but
I'll save money on my heating bill this year. Thomas Rhett, half of me on B105, Northland's number one for new country. Hey, have you heard anything about Jake Owen lately?
Not really.
He's really kind of dropped off the face of the earth, didn't he?
I know. He has that song on, I think he released a single On the Boat Again, and it was like a Willie Nelson take thing.
Oh.
Anyways.
He's going to be performing in Fresno. I saw that. I just Googled him.
Random. So random. Remember when you tried to talk to him and...
You got to bring that
okay,
up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I didn't know that he was in the middle of trying to quit drinking.
I didn't even try to say hi to him because I was scared. I was like, I don't want to be rejected.
Oh, man.
It was tough times to be us. Anyways.
I didn't try to talk to him.
No, you said something to him to be like nice.
Somebody was trying to get his attention. I said, Jake, some guy wants to hear your story. And then he didn't even look up. And I thought, well, maybe he did. I'm just going to say he didn't hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Jake Owen, the one that got away on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And Lauren's country lowdown. Okay, what's going on? He has so much to share
with
us. I know,
there's a lot. So Lauren Elena, she got married.
Really? I thought, okay.
What did you think?
I thought she already was married.
No, remember, she was dating someone for a while and nobody even knew. He's just like a normal guy, Cam Arnold. So they got married Sunday night in Nashville at the Schermerhorn Symphony Center, which is an iconic place. It's right off of Broadway. So they tied the knot there. They had 450 people at their wedding.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, so she wanted a small wedding. He wanted a big wedding. So they're like, we had a 450-person wedding. But they said they wanted everybody they love there. They said, we consider ourselves fortunate to invite that many people because that many people love us and are supporting us. So she looked beautiful in a dress, her white dress, of course. Their dogs were part of the ceremony. And then instead of having like a seated dinner for 450 people, they had like different stations, like a Mexican food station and an Asian food station.
Neat.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. You can see photos, read more about it, b105country.com.
What do you think of the guy's mustache?
I wish he shaved the mustache.
I think he looks better without it.
Yeah, he looks better without it. But I thought it was sweet that it was a very country music ceremony. So they had Neon Moon being performed on the cello and violin when the bridal party was walking down. And then Lauren actually walked down the aisle to an instrumental version of a song that she wrote for her husband called Breaking Up With Singles. So thought that was cute. You can read more, see photos, all that, b105country.com. So
congratulations.
Love to see it. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, speaking of two people being in love, they have a new duet coming out. There's like a 99.9% chance. So Gwen posted a TikTok. She's been, you know, doing these social media teases for a few weeks. And she captioned her post, "Now we're picking purple irises." And it shows her in the studio and Blake in the studio, other musicians. And so it's very obvious what's happening here.
Okay. Right?
So see that clip, B105country.com. Last but not least, Lana Del Rey is going country.
What do I know her from?
She's very famous in like the pop world. Yeah. So she has a new country album coming out in September. It's called Lasso. And she was at the Grammys. She was up for Album of the Year, a ton of other nominations. She said that it's very obvious that country music, like the music business, is going country. Country is king right now. It's very popular. So she says, we're going country. It's happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just think she's going to be a... What songs do I know from her? I'm trying to look.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see if country music welcomes her with open arms or not.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting. We'll see.
Yeah. And that old Alan Jackson song, Gone Country.
Yeah. Everyone's going country.
Everyone's going country, right?
I don't blame them, but...
Well, when you got people like... Toby Keith should have been a cowboy on B105, and if you just didn't hear, waking up this morning to find out that Toby Keith passed away, surrounded by family and friends, and I'm looking at different things. I'm seeing some tributes starting to pour in. Mm-hmm. You know, it happened overnight, so, I mean, we'll be having more of that going on as we go today, and you know, the family's asking for respect and privacy at this time.
Right.
62 years old.
So sad.
Yeah, it really is. I remember there was when I was 18 years old. That was quite a while ago. I was working at Target in Virginia, right? Mm-hmm. And I was in charge of the electronics department, right? And they had the TVs playing all the time that would have a list of music that were they're trying to sell on the CDs, mm-hmm. you know? This is back in the day, kids gathered around when you had to, you know, they still sold cassette tapes at the time, believe it or not. But anyway, and there was a Toby Keith on loop, and it was My List.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that song? Mm-hmm. Such a good song, but I mean, I heard it so many times that it was like...
I don't want to hear it anymore.
It was like, and now today, I want to hear it. Isn't that funny?
I loved Toby Keith. I still did, obviously. But when I was like a teenager, it was like him and Brad Paisley were like everything. And How Do You Like Me Now is my ringtone. Once petty, always petty.
Right.
You know, that's a classic. See, he has just so many classics. It's like there's just so many hits, and then you think of one, and then you think of another. And yeah, he was also just like so unique, and still was up until the end. Like his sound was so different, and so him, you know?
That's true. Yeah, definitely. And he was kind of like one of those, you know, like him and Willie got along because he was kind of like an outlaw.
Right. Like, he was like all about
his own
like,
thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Very outspoken.
Wow. Toby Keith, 62 years old. Passed away yesterday. We'll have more for you on that as we go this morning. Kenny Chesney and Nate Smith too, next here on B105. Kenny Chesney out last night on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and I don't know how else to say this. Kind of it's a sad day, sad mm-hmm. news this morning. Toby Keith passed away last night, and we mentioned it a little bit earlier, playing some of his extra songs here today. But you know, I was thinking about, and he passed away, you know, complicated, you know, stomach cancer, surrounded by family and friends. More information at b105country.com. You can find all that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. I remember, now this is before you were here, Lauren. I mean, this is a long time ago. But I think the last time he was here in Duluth was 2010. Yeah. And that was before Amsoil was even around. This was like in the deck, like when they used to have it set up, like, you know. Anyway, it was a good show. But what I remember is that at the beginning, I remember all the people protesting outside about Toby Keith.
Oh, really? Well, he was very outspoken.
Well, I don't know why they would protest. It was his music. It was some like extreme group or whatever saying that, you know, I just remember.
They do that to like Brad Paisley and stuff too.
Yeah. It's like, really? Really? Yeah, this is what you're coming against?
That seems like intense.
But I remember that concert, and it was 2010. I think it was September of 2010. Who else was there? Do you remember that? Were you there? Give us a call, 727-B105. I think I got to meet him at a meet and greet there. Nice guy.
So jealous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and what did it, you get a picture with him and you move on.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Toby.
An icon for sure.
I remember that concert too was so loud in there that my ears rang for days.
I love that you're still thinking about that 14 years later.
Because that's the concert that made me then forever bring earplugs with me to concerts.
Really?
Because my ears rang so bad after that. I mean, we were up close to the speakers too, but it was
oh my gosh.
Yeah,
be careful.
Yeah, but Toby Keith, I remember him here at the deck and good memories of that. That was a fun show. I went with Charlie. Charlie and I should text Charlie. See if he's got any photos of us back then.
Yeah. I want to see this photo of you and Toby Keith.
This was even before. Like, this was, it's weird to think back before Amsoil was there.
I know. I can't picture, like, what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, the old deck, the old arena rink or whatever that's, you know, on the, that's where it was in there.
Yeah.
So, wild. All right. Well, anyway, we're remembering Toby Keith this morning. And if you've got, were you at there, give us a call. 727-B105, or the last time you saw Toby or Toby Keith memories, and we'll share them together here this morning on B105. It is. You know, really I thought it was one of those situations I thought, oh, Toby's strong. He's going to make it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, that's not the case. But we're sharing memories of when he was here. I remember being at the 2010 concert. We got some calls coming up, people talking, about what's going on with Toby and some memories here. Hello, B105.
Hi. We were also at the concert. The Toby Keith concert in 2010.
Yeah,
that was a great concert.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time. Do you remember the people outside protesting?
It was a big concert. I vaguely do.
Yeah.
And when you said it, I remembered that. But before that, I didn't.
Yeah, well, I guess.
I can't remember why either.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. That's what sticks out of my concert. But he was really a good show. It was a good time. And he really rocked it.
It was a big show. I remember the big, long aisleway or the stage that he walked on. And the other performers, and it was my children's first concert.
Oh, wow.
And it was a great, great show.
Oh. Yeah, didn't he have a truck out on stage, too?
Yes, he did, definitely. We couldn't believe that big front end of that truck coming out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Well, wow. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for calling in. And we got some more calls coming in, and we got some people messaging us. We're going to play some of that. Let's do a little Toby Keith right now,
yeah,
should we?
Let's do it.
Here's what I want to say about Toby is that after 9/11, you know, we're all so mad, and we're all like just, you know, as a country looking for what to do. And then, you know, a couple of songs came out. One of those was Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue that just really gives us a shot in the arm. Let's play that this morning as we remember Toby Keith. Here on B105. Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue on B105. We're remembering Toby today as he passed away last night. Just got the news a couple hours ago. Confirmed it just a little bit ago. Sharing some memories from Toby, and we got a bunch of people calling in, you know, as we're all, you know, remembering Toby Keith. So let's go to the phone. Hi, B105.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was actually just at a Toby Keith concert right before he got I think he was actually diagnosed with some cancer when I saw him.
Where were you at when you saw him, and when was that?
It was in Mankato of October 2021.
Oh,
okay. So he had either, like, he was right about to get diagnosed or he had just been diagnosed.
Well, they say it was 18 months ago, so that would have been
June 2022.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was right before he got diagnosed. It was, like, his last, I think it might have been the last time he was on tour, because I know he was planning on going on tour again.
Yeah. Well, how was the show? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my gosh. It was so great. I had stage side seats. Right in the pit, and he was amazing.
Yeah, right there.
I saw him when he was at the deck, too.
Oh, in 2010?
I was 14.
Oh, 15. Wow. Well, see, in 2010, how old was I? I wasn't that old. I was 27 at that time, I think. It was one of my...
Yeah, it was one of my very first big concerts I went to, and it was one of the greatest concerts.
I think that was one of the biggest concerts that I'd been to that was in Duluth at the time. Because, like I was telling Lauren, that's before Amsoil was even around, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in the old hockey arena.
Yeah, wow.
I remember I was on the very, very other side of the arena, way up there. Could barely see him, but it was still amazing.
Yeah, that's my seats when Blake Shelton was playing there. I had the nosebleeds. Well, I don't know if there is nosebleeds.
Yeah, there's not like a bad seat.
Yeah, I guess.
Good memories for sure. Thank you for sharing.
What's your name?
My name is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. Thanks for calling in. You know, hang in there, all right? Okay.
All right, thanks.
Yep, bye-bye. Hi, B105.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. It was the Keith concert,
Okay.
I don't remember the date, though. It was when he opened, that we went to. It was Rascal Flatts opened for him. Do you guys remember when that was?
Rascal Flatts. Was that the Minnesota State Fair? Or was that here?
No, it was actually at the deck. It was in Duluth at the deck.
That was way before my time.
That might have been the 2003 concert that some people are telling me about. That would make sense.
That's the year we went and saw him. Yeah, really good. But yeah.
That would make sense because Rascal Flatts was just kind of coming into, they were newcomers.
They weren't
very
big yet. They were just new, yeah.
Wow. I got to look up some information about that show.
Yeah. I don't have any pictures from back then, but it'd be kind of cool to.
Well, that's before we had camera phones. Before phones.
People just watching the concert.
Yeah, people actually just enjoying the show, right? Yeah, funny.
Exactly.
What an idea. Well, hey, what's your name? What was your name?
Mark.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for I'm going to look up some of that stuff on that concert and see if I can find some.
Yeah, if you can find some stuff up, it'd be kind of cool to see.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right. Yeah, as I was just talking to Mark there at the end, I just found something. It's like, it's Country Music Archives or whatever. It says Toby Keith, 2003 at the Deck Arena. It was Sunday, March 2nd, 2003. He was here. That's 21 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
And that was Toby Keith. Opening act was Rascal Flatts and then an Amy Daly. I don't even know that name. But yeah, that was back 21 years ago. And then again, 14 years ago.
Wow.
He was here. So we got more memories we'll be sharing as we go this morning. And remembering Luke Bryan, Rain is a Good Thing on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we're remembering Toby Keith today, passed away at the age of 62. And this is a big deal, you know. And
So sad, so surreal when I saw it. And then, just surreal.
Well, and to think he just played some shows, and I was hoping that he was, you know, he was on the mend, like he was coming back because he was doing some shows. And, you know, it's just sad news. But we're remembering times he's been here. People have seen him in concert. We're sharing some memories here this morning. The phones have just been kind of blowing up this morning. Let's go take another one here. Hello, B105.
Hi, I've seen Toby Keith 2 times in concert. I just kind of wanted to tell you a couple of my memories.
Sure, go ahead. We'd love to hear it.
It was about 2005 or so in Bismarck, North Dakota. Most thing that sticks out with that concert for me in Bismarck was he had a video presentation of his dog come out, and it was his voice. He was mingling through a party, and it was just hilarious.
Really? That's cute.
It was his dog, his bulldog.
Oh, funny.
It was really funny. He had the truck, I think, for the first time.
Okay.
Because it was shortly after, I think he had that contract with Ford.
Yeah, it was a big Ford deal he had with them. And then that Ford truck was on stage, I think, every show for quite a few years there.
Exactly. And then when I saw him in 2010, I remember the protesters. It was a guy that was heavily Christian, and he kept running up and down the line.
Yeah.
When we were trying to get in, and he was just like, oh, Toby is singing blasphemy and Lord help your soul if you're watching this. We were really, really blown away by that.
I was like, it's Toby Keith. What concert do they think they're at here?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. He still had the Ford truck.
Yeah, I do. I remember that. I was there. I remember too, some lady in line, like, one of the protesters was saying, do you think Toby Keith will give you pleasure? And then one woman said, he can sure try. I remember that one.
One other thing, when he came out and was singing one of his slow songs, and I can't exactly remember which one, he said, well, you know, he was just so masculine that he didn't want to sing this slow song. But when he did, he just belted it, and it was so amazing.
Had some great ballads, that's for sure. Well, thanks so much for sharing those memories.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm thinking of some of those ballads, too, like Who's That Man? Shouldn't Kiss Me Like This? Oh, man, so many songs. Right, well, we'll play some more of those here as we go this morning, and we'll be sharing more memories, you know, Toby Keith as a... You know, we're all mourning here together. I just didn't expect this.
Yeah.
I didn't. It's one of those things you think, oh, he's going to beat it. He's going to beat it.
Yeah, he seems invincible.
Cancer.
One of those guys.
Sucks, yeah. Jordan Davis. Toby Keith, American Soldier on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Sad day this morning as we learned that Toby Keith passed away last night. We've been hearing calls all morning in case you're just joining us about, you know, he's been in Duluth a couple of times and we're sharing some memories and, kind of grieving together in a way. Let's go to the phone. And here we got another call coming in. Hello, B105.
Hey, Ken, it's Joe.
Hey, Nabisco Joe. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I just remembering back when he came to Duluth. He had, I was working security. Got to meet him backstage. Awesome guy.
Was he?
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's what I like hearing about when people like, because I've known you for a long time and you've been security and you've told me about, well, maybe some people that haven't been that nice. So I believe you when you say that he was a nice guy,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a heck of a show, too.
Oh, yes.
Well, you got all the good, seats, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, hey, Joe, thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's Joe, and I remember that show. I remember seeing that there. And 2003 was here, 2010. He's been at the Minnesota State Fair. He was we had people calling from Bismarck. They saw him at Bismarck and Mankato, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And remembering Toby today. We got more calls to air. We got more memories here to go through this morning. We'll play some more Toby Keith songs.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's turned into a Toby Keith tribute show.
As it should.
Exactly. All right. 801-B105 Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning. It's 808. It's just been kind of a wild morning in terms of news that's been happening, because we've been talking all about Toby Keith and him passing away last night. Also, waking up to news that an early morning fire completely engulfed Lutzen Resort. And I'm at WDIO.com. I see a Facebook video that was shared. The good news is that nobody was hurt as far. There was no guests on site. No injuries were reported. But when first responders arrived, the building was completely engulfed. It looks like a total loss.
That's crazy. Do they know what started it?
They said it's about 12:30 this morning. Cook County Dispatch heard reports of a fire alarm. Lutzen staff spoke of a smoke coming from the floor in the lobby of the resort. Man.
Wow.
That's terrible. This is just, what a day, huh?
Yeah.
What a day. You wake up, you don't think this kind of stuff is going to... Well, unfortunately, like I said, nobody was hurt in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what a morning. And obviously, we've been talking about Toby Keith, who passed away. And yeah, just a lot to keep up with on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and we got some more messages and stuff and people talking about it. We'll share that with you here as we go this morning. And remember, homes where the wild things are on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 8:13 at B105. And we've been talking all today about, Toby Keith as he passed away last night, sadly. But we have so many people calling in and sharing memories.
Yeah, so many. I want to share a message I got from Bobby.
Okay.
She said, I loved Toby Keith in Broken Bridges with the late Kelly Preston.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I kind of did, too.
And she's gone, too.
Yeah.
Man, I forgot about that movie.
Me, too. Might be a good time to circle back and watch it.
There you go. What year was that?
Let's see.
It was a long time. It was pretty early.
2006.
2006, yeah. Okay. Well, we got more calls coming in. Let's hear another one here. Hello, B105.
Hey, you guys are talking about Toby Keith concerts?
Yeah.
I'm from Wisconsin. I went to Country USA 2013.
Okay.
And he played Red Solo Cup, and the whole place went nuts.
Oh man, that was
up there drinking.
That was such a huge song that year. It was crazy.
Oh, it was a very good time. He's going to be a legend. Good on in my books. I'm only 28, and he's one of my favorite artists.
No kidding! Wow. What's your name?
My name's Ty.
Hey, Ty, we'll raise a red solo cup tonight in his honor. Okay.
You bet. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, I remember Red Solo Cup. Man, what a song that was.
Oh, my gosh. Love that song.
And then that changed. It was like one of those songs that it changed. And then, like, every time you see a Red Solo Cup now, you think of that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I should also mention, my best friend just texted me and said, I can't believe Toby Keith died. She's not, like, a country music person. And that just shows, like, how, wide-ranging. Like, everybody knew Toby Keith,
Definitely. Well, we're going to play another Toby Keith song coming up here. As we remember him this morning, we'll take more calls, more, message us, Facebook, messages on the app. That's another good way to do it. And Eric, give us a call, 727-2105. Remember Toby Keith today. It's 8:15, The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. A little big town boondocks on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 8:23. Waking up to the news today, Toby Keith passed away. And that's kind of what the show has become today, as a tribute show to Toby. We got a lot of people been calling in. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sending some messages and stuff. Jim just sent a message saying he's enjoying all the memories of Toby, and he said that back in 2003, there used to be a band called the B105 Hit Kickers. It was a house band.
Ooh.
And this was right before I started here. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a long time ago. But they did a VIP pre-party for Toby Keith, Rascal Flatts, and Paluchy Hall. And everybody that called in to go to that won t-shirts. And then they showed up, and like half the audience had B105 t-shirts in it. So
love that.
It was pretty cool. Pretty cool memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he also got, Jim got to meet him at CRS. Huge loss to country music, he says.
It is.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely is. And
can you believe that? I don't think he's ever won a CMA award.
No, he had a beef with the CMAs.
And like, that's just crazy. I mean, okay, so I looked it up. He's been nominated like over 20 times.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy he never won. It's just, it's nuts.
He stopped going.
Yeah.
Because he was like, forget this.
Because there's a point where like he was the biggest star by far. But
for sure.
Yeah, so.
I just saw it on CNN. I just saw they did a whole tribute to him, and they were talking. They had him playing. I think it was at... It was in D.C. in front of a bunch of veterans and stuff. There had some footage and things like that. He was big. He was big. We played American Soldier a little bit earlier. That was a huge song.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
How Do You Like Me Now?
Yeah.
I love this bar.
Let's do another one here from Toby. American Ride. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. B105, remembering Toby Keith. Brett Eldridge, don't you? B105, Northland's number one for new country. I'm seeing photos of this right now. I mean, this show is kind of, our normal show is kind of, was thrown out this morning right away when we got here because of the news about Toby Keith passing away and then sharing all the memories and stuff like that. And then Lauren said Lutzen Lodge burned down. What? Mm-hmm. Like this is like, and I was like, what? What are you talking about? Looked it up. And so, yeah, if you haven't heard, it's breaking news at 12:30 this morning. This is from WDIO, our news partners. They're saying that Cook County Dispatch was sent to Lutzen Resort. The staff spoke of smoke coming from the floor in the lobby of the resort. The building was eventually engulfed in flames. And there's going to be more updates coming on here. And I'm seeing some photos of that. Tim Miller was able to get some shots of that and some video that you can see on WDIO.com. It's crazy.
They posted, the Historic Lutzen Lodge posted 2 hours ago, that the building has been taken by a devastating fire, a total loss to the lodge building. They said we've had fires in 1949, 1951, and now 2024. And they say, we've had amazing memories here. Our hearts are very heavy, and we're going to start to process this and rebuild.
Wow.
But just such a crazy morning.
I wonder what caused that.
Yeah. No word on what caused it that I see, but.
No injuries reported still?
No injuries.
Well, that's good.
That was 2 hours ago that they posted that, but.
Yeah, there was no guests staying there at the time, and I believe they said that there's no injuries. So if there's any good news out of that, that's that for sure. Wow, what a morning.
I know.
Lots to process here.
Yeah.
And lots of process on DayQuil too, Lauren. I hope you're doing all right.
I know. This was like, I told Ken, I'm like, this is not the morning to just like have, you know, DayQuil and feel sick. But yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well,
but
you're
really, you're pulling this show, and I appreciate you.
Well, you know, there's times you've pulled this show too.
So thank you. I'm just along for the ride.
Okay. Riley Green right now with Luke Combs. It's different. Jordan Davis, next thing you know on B105, it is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Usually at this time, we talk about some angel and what's going on. How about this? Let's talk about Toby Keith's charity work over the years with the Toby Keith Foundation.
Yes.
Because there's ways you can give on that, like the OK Kids Corral, and Toby was big on this. The mission of Toby Keith Foundation is to encourage the health and happiness of pediatric cancer patients and to support OK Kids Corral, and that's been helping since 2006, and it's they opened in 2014, a cost-free, convenient, comfortable home for pediatric cancer patients receiving treatment at the Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. So that's great that he did there. You can there's ways to give right now. Go to TobyKeithFoundation.org.
Yeah, he did so much too, like for vets and everything over the years. And
yeah,
I do want to share quick.
USO tours, he was big on that too.
Yeah. We got a few more messages on our app, and Pam said, no doubt that Toby Keith was a great artist. And then she also mentioned the movie that he did with Kelly Preston.
Yeah, right.
Well, so.
Okay, well, Toby Keith, remembering him today. And like I said, you just got to remember some of the great stuff that he did and helping out all those families and those kids. Randy Houser, How Country Feels on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. And stick with us because we have the B105 Country commercial-free kickoff, workday kickoff. I couldn't remember that. That's how fried my brain is today. After
it's been a morning. Like, we came into the news, you know, that Toby Keith passed away, and that kind of just took over, so...
Yeah, and I'm just seeing all the tributes pouring in. I mean, it's the every on Facebook, I scroll down, and every other, or every one of them almost, is somebody sharing something about Toby.
Right.
So, I mean, that what an impact that he made. Mm-hmm. It's just wild. We'll have more of that. And like I said, the workday kickoff.
There you go.
Workday kickoff. That's next here on The Breakfast